763-671-3661. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you say, yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told y'all every time my brother say, hey, you on the air, it's like something come over me. I know what it is. It's called the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus said it this way, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are bound, preach captive, liberty to the captive, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, that's a powerful word right there. That's what he said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to go into all the world and to proclaim to all the world that all of the kingdom of heaven, all of his attributes, all of his resources, all of his lifestyle, all that it consists of, the totality of it, everything is at your hand. At hands mean, that's how close it is. At hand mean in hand's reach. In other words, what he say that when he was saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it was saying, well, that's how close it is to you. You might not know it. But you say, that's how close it is to you. And then he didn't stop there. Let me just stop there for a minute. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let me help you to understand that when he's talking about it's among you. He was really saying, you know, it's not in the sweet by and by. It's not when we die, we all get to heaven and what a day of rejoicing going to be. All that's fine and all that's dandy. And that's in the sweet by and by. But when he say the kingdom of heaven is within your reach, that's not in the sweet by and by. That's how close it is. That's in the right here and now. And he was saying that is within your reach, within hand's reach of you. they belong to you. That's your inheritance. That's what your Father in heaven prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Ain't a devil, ain't a circumstance, ain't a situation, ain't a symptom, ain't nothing can alter that word that have gone forth out of the Most High God's mouth. His counsel gonna stand. And baby, when it all did, he gonna say one thing, man, come all of you, those on the right. Those on the left, man, I hope that as they would hear messages like this here, that they would come off the left and get on the right. Because those on the left, man, they say something to them too. Go ye into darkness and for eternity. But all you, come you who are blessed of your Father and get all of your inheritance. What? The kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. Hallelujah. What'd you say, Arthur? This God's message to the human race. I say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. To do what? He is anointed me, man, to preach the gospel to the poor. What gospel are you talking about? I'm not just talking about naturally poor. Those who are poor in spirit. You could have $1 billion, man, and be poor, broken, and hungry. Poor in the knowledge of who you are, really are. Poor in the knowledge of what you really can do. Poor in the knowledge, man, of who, man, you really, really are and what you really, really have. The millions that we could get up on the earth is just a drop in the bucket, man, compared to the size of the earth, man, compared to what we all have. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Not only heirs of all the kingdom of heaven, but now, boy, all that God has. Everything. Him. We got him. We of him. We spring from him. All that he is, man, we are too. What's that, Arthur? You know, I just cut to the chase on this broadcast and got right into it. Hey, listen. All of the kingdom of heaven is at your hands. We ended last week's broadcast beginning to talk about that. I'm going to say something here, you know, and before I say something here, I want to kind of like give you a platform to build on. The devil's most successful tactic against you out there hearing, that's listening, because if you're hearing this radio broadcast, that means you know that your heart is tender toward God. You belong to God. You might not know it and how much that you operate in, that's a different thing. But boy, if you're listening to this broadcast, man, your heart is tending toward God, and everything that God is doing is to woo you into a closer relationship, man, with him. But you got an enemy that don't ever want that to happen, boy. And his most successful tactic against all of us as believers is to preoccupy us, man, with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. I say that a lot on here, but maybe I'll put some seed, some water on it. He don't mind us having good church. That's a good thing. As long as you know, man, be the church. That's a great thing. He don't mind you being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. As long as, man, you know you don't get nobody else saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen, he don't mind. He is a big one here. Maybe we're going to talk about that. He don't mind you preaching, man, us. When I say you, I mean all of us inclusive. And all. He don't mind us preaching, man, all the good news about Jesus Christ. He don't mind us preaching, man, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, boy, that's a good thing there. Yeah. As long as you don't find out the gospel that Jesus preached, as long as you don't preach that, boy, that's a great thing. He don't mind you trying to be, do your best, man, to live righteous and holy and come out of sin and everything else, man. He don't mind you, man, striving for that perfection, man, that way. Long as you don't, man, start striving for that perfection, man, inwardly. Not trying to get all of the kingdom of heaven, man, that's your inheritance. But because that's what it is. Not trying to do all those things to get saved. But do all those things because you are saved. Not trying to do all those things, man, you know, to get in right standing with God. But do all those things, man, because you are in right standing with God. You don't mind you preoccupied with the means as long as you don't get to the end. What's the end? You are the righteousness of God. And the more we awake to that, the Bible says we are sin less. You want to sin less, man, start, man, realizing how, and becoming, man, realizing, first of all, that you're already righteous. And start living your righteous life from that aspect. Not trying to get righteous, but because you are righteous. What would be the result of that, Arthur? Why you live that way like that, man? Because, hey, when you realize, man, that you are the righteousness of God, when you realize, man, all that our Father has already done for us and prepared for us even before the foundation of the world. When you realize all that he done for you in his grace and not, man, I'm talking about use his grace in the wrong way, but boy, his grace, man, it covers all your sins. I don't care how they say it, man, and what the deal is on it, man. Your sins are covered, washed in the blood. Now, how you partake of that grace and that mercy, boy, that's a different thing, man. But boy, the whole issue of the thing, man, his grace and his mercy, man, and I had to use that to cover up sin, man. His blood covered that up, man. His grace and mercy is designed, man, for me, man, to see how much he loved me. And, boy, when we see how much he loved us, man, that's designed for one thing, what? For us to love our God. Hallelujah. And, boy, if we love our God, then, baby, look at here. Then we doing it his way, what? Boy, we'll keep his commandments. I ain't trying to live holy and right to try to get the blessing of God. I live there because, man, I love God. And I want to come out of all the things that ain't right in my life, man. Not because I'm trying to get something from God, but because I love God. Hallelujah. Why you love God, boy? Because as I see and think and hear of his goodness and his mercy and all that he's done for all of us, man, not trying to do, already done. And as I start coming to the knowledge of that, like I told you, he don't mind us, man, coming to the knowledge, man, of all the things that Jesus did. He opened blind Bartimaeus' eye. Yes, he opened blind Bartimaeus' eye. You know, he unstopped the dead. Yes, he raised from the dead. Yes, man, he cast out devils and all that, man. And I mean, if we're not careful, we'll be preoccupied with, man, preaching that. Boy, don't never get to, boy, what he preached. He ain't preached that. That's what he did. What he preached, man, Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. All of it. All everything that it consists of. Baby, that's yours. That belonged to you. And you can cut. He say right there, what he say is at hand. He say it's among you now. It's right here. You can't come in yet because you're dead in trespass and sin. Yeah, I got some other things to do, but right now, it's among you, baby. I came with it. I came with it on my shoulder. You've been preaching about it and everything else about Isaiah saw the prophet. He coming, man, with a government on his shoulder, and of his kingdom there would be no end. Hey, listen. It's among you. It's here. But I got some things to do first. I got to establish it up on this earth. So I got to, man, proclaim, man, some messages about it. I got to preach a man about that. I ain't come to preach about me. I don't need Jesus said, I didn't come to preach about me, man. He said, my Father is greater than me. I'm just the means. I told you, you know, man, you're getting preoccupied with the means. and worshiping Jesus and glorifying Jesus and loving Jesus, and yes, hallelujah, all the days of our